This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I shared in our last visit that growth in any area of your life demands a certain amount of adjustment, pain, and sacrifice. It also demands self-control or personal discipline. In 2 Peter 1:5 through 11, this is the next quality to be added to your life. We've seen how goodness emerges out of a life of faith and the need for knowledge to help you determine what Jesus would do in a given situation. But once you know what to do, it takes discipline or self-control to start doing it. It's in the execution of what you know to be God's will that your faith is tested. When looking at the consequences of doing the right thing, you might feel the price is too costly. That's where self-control needs to kick in. Trusting God to not only give you the desire to do what is right, but also the ability to do it. When tempted to do the wrong thing, we're called on to exercise self-control. Self-control involves holding the passions and desires in check. The Greeks applied this word to describe one who kept his sex passions under control. It's important to remember that self-control is an integral part of the fruit of the Spirit described in Galatians 5:22-23. Not everyone is as serious as Paul was in regard to this quality of self-control. Listen to him in 1 Corinthians 9:27. I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. There is a need in the church today to take this matter of self-discipline and control more seriously. Take time to evaluate your commitment to the Lord and to self-control.